This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, a Tennessee women's prison meeting that almost got canceled turned into a revival that hasn't stopped. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
After waiting nearly 30 minutes for a women's prison meeting to start, Assemblies of God evangelist and author Donna Sparks thought her efforts had been wasted. Just when it seemed no one was coming, a group of 10 women made their way in. Donna began to speak boldly under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the women began to weep. 6 women accepted Jesus Christ to be Lord of their lives in an altar call, but God wasn't done. Donna asked them to read the first 2 chapters of Acts before the following week and let them know they would learn about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. When they returned, one after another, women began to speak in tongues under the power of the Holy Spirit. In an article published June 30th in Charisma Magazine, Donna shared, "This is what revival looks like. When people realize God's love for them and they understand their immense need for a Savior, then we begin to experience revival." That is only one of many testimonies of God's miracle-working power. Donna founded Story of Grace Jail Ministry in 2015 and has since ministered in several counties in Tennessee, seeing salvations, healings, deliverances, and baptisms. She shares in her book, Beauty from Ashes, that she found herself divorced twice by age 23. She spiraled into depression and addiction until the redemptive power of God rewrote her story. Now, her team partners with rehab centers throughout the region to see women liberated and walking in freedom. Donna was finally able to return to jail ministry on April 27, 2021, after a year of closed doors due to COVID. Re-energized and ready for the miraculous, many women began to come to Jesus Christ. The jail set up a baptismal tank, and 15 women were baptized in water in just one night. "I wish I could take people into just one service so they could see what God is doing," Donna said. "These ladies have their hands in the air, tears rolling down their faces, and they're pouring out everything to God, expecting Him to move. Just think what would happen if we came to our own churches expecting God to move. I tell the ladies that they are more free now than many people walking around on the outside of these walls." Pray for evangelist Donna Sparks and the women experiencing the saving power of Jesus Christ. Pray that revival would spread to every jail cell across America as people receive freedom like no other. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.